not the same. It's like the house of your life has been blown down. I mean, there's people who have lost their possessions in storms and earthquakes and mudslides and hurricanes and fires. But to lose the stability in your own mind, so many times worse. You can replace a house, but sometimes you can't replace that peace that you used to have in your very being. So many of us have found the joy that comes from letting the Spirit of God fill those empty places where something's been torn away, where a piece of me is gone. Jesus comes in. He brings a comfort. He brings a peace that we cannot even explain. I like to ponder on the way that the Bible words some of the promises. What kind of peace does the Bible say I can have? It says I can have peace that passes understanding. What does that mean? It means peace that doesn't even make sense. I can understand everything up to this point, but beyond the things that make sense to me in this disarray of life, I can still have peace. Beyond where my understanding ended, Jesus is with me putting peace into my heart. What kind of joy does it say I can have? Joy that is unspeakable. Well, you know what that means. It means I can't speak it. I can't put it into words. I can't even tell you. I can't describe it to you. The joy. Joy and happiness are not the same thing. Happiness is dependent on my circumstance. Happiness can come and go depending on what's happening in my day. Joy is not the same thing. Joy comes from knowing that Jesus is close. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. I just love the way the Bible words these blessings, the things that the Spirit of God does to change things for you and for me. But sometimes those empty spaces get filled with other things. Instead of being filled with that soothing power of God, we get filled with other things like resentment and sadness and sorrow. People get filled with anger and bitterness, and even hatred. Do you know there are people who get angry with God? Oh, this is hard to hear. This is hard to talk about in a way, but there are people who get angry with God, and they say, God, where were you? You could have helped me. You could have changed things. It wouldn't be like this today if you would have heard me yesterday. Where were you? Oh, it's harsh. It's hard to listen to. But people, we know that God is the source of our strength. We know that God is where we get our help. So when we pray and when we do things the way we're supposed to do them, and we don't receive what we needed, something happens and we believe that God didn't care enough to help us. In these moments of pain, in these moments of anguish, it's so hard to understand. Nobody has yet made sense out of this. They write books. They write things with titles like, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? It's beyond our ability to really fathom with our human mind. But you've got to remember this. Somebody today, this is what you need to know. We live under the curse of Adam. We who were designed to live forever, we who were supposed to be eternal beings that God created for a forever existence, we're now under this curse of death. It's not because God doesn't love us. It's because of sin. It's because of sin that our bodies wear out. It's because of sin that we're susceptible to pain and to disease. People hurt each other because of sin. There's murder in this world. There's robbery. There's rape. All of these wretched things that people do to each other. It's because of sin. We don't need to be angry with God about it. My suffering, my struggle didn't come from God. It came into this world because of an adversary who introduced to us sin. But I've got great news. There is one remedy for all the suffering in your souls. There is one remedy to heal and to cleanse and to deliver and to set you free and make you brand new. If you could hear today the divine invitation of Jesus in Matthew 11, 28, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find," he says it again, "ye shall find rest for your souls, rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy," Jesus said, "and my burden is light." Some of you have studied yokes. Some of you have worked on farms, and you understand that a yoke is a device that hooks a couple of animals together so they can bear a load together. What makes Jesus' yoke better than the yoke of this world? He's going to take off of you the yoke of sin and the yoke of the difficulties that you've gone through. He's going to put on you, he says, his yoke. And what makes it good is just the fact, is the understanding of what a yoke is for. A yoke is so that somebody can share the load with you. And the yoke of the Lord is not a two individual yoke. It's an everybody individual yoke. The Bible says we need to bear each other's burdens. We need to be a strength to those around us. When I have him remove the yoke of this world, he puts upon me his. Oh, look at the help that I've got. Look at the help that I've got. And if you are filled with the Spirit of God, we don't even think about that in inadequate terms. Filled with the Spirit of God. Filled with the God who created all things. There's a limitless power within you. And we think that we need to help God. He's in this yoke. He's bearing it with us. And he has to just lean over as if we're a small child so that we can touch the yoke and pretend that we're helping him along with it. Jesus takes care of these things for us. Jesus is bearing the load with us. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. You can stand with me if you'd like to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your hands. Call upon the name of the Lord just a moment. Somebody's about to receive just what you hoped for. You didn't know today was the day. This is it today. Hallelujah. Glorious, mighty God. I love you today. I worship and adore you. Holy, sweet, glorious Jesus. Hallelujah. I've got one more passage of scripture I wanted to show you. I wanted to encourage you with today. You might recall I told you that for those of you that are suffering and those of you who have struggled with all kinds of things that grip at your heart and tear you apart, I found this word. It's also kind of familiar, but it's a beautiful, beautiful passage. One of the finest things you can find in scripture. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah goes to prophesy about the things that God will do store. He's talking about the things, how God will put you back together. In Isaiah 61, starting with verse 1, he says this, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." Well, that's what somebody who's hurting needs today, to have your wounds wrapped up by Jesus. Hallelujah. "To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Now, a lot of people preach about that. That's the year of Jubilee. In the Old Testament, it was every 50 years, but in the New Testament, it's now. The acceptable year of the Lord is right now. This is the time. This is the season. The Lord has set you free. The sacrifice has been given. He says, "The day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn." This is the promises to comfort those that mourn. He's the comforter. Now, this is where I was trying to get. "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for" what? "For ashes." What are ashes? Yeah, exactly. You know, we talked about people who've lost everything. If someone goes back to where their house was after a fire, and they want to find something that's left over, they'll sift through the ashes, the burned up stuff, and they'll look for things, and they might pick up a charred, burned up something, and they'll look at it and they'll say, "I don't even know what this used to be." Ashes are less than nothing. ashes are the burned up, ugly, useless remains of something that used to be. And Jesus says, if you will bring me the ashes, if you can reach into your burned up, destroyed life and bring a pile of something that's just, Lord, here's what I brought. I don't know what it used to be, but what can you do for me? He says, I will give you something beautiful in return for the nothing and the less than nothing that you've brought. Oh, what a trade. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We're talking about heaviness. I skipped it right there. The oil of joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The oil of joy for the people who are mourning. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, there's such power. There's such strength when we will praise the Lord, when we will offer him a sacrifice of praise. When it's not because you feel good and not because you just have all kinds of encouraged feelings in your heart, but just because God is good. If we can lift our hands, open our mouths and say, Lord, you're great. You're greatly to be praised. You're holy. You're wonderful. You're marvelous. Oh, there's a healing that comes in praise. The oil of joy for those who are mourning and the garment of praise will lift off of you that heaviness. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Well, let's call upon his name just a little bit together. Hallelujah. The Lord's going to call somebody's name even this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sweet Jesus, I praise your name. Oh, my friends, the altar is open. Hallelujah. The altar's open for people who are hurting. The altar's open for people who know that you've carried heavy things for too long. Oh, the altar's open with no shame and with no embarrassment. There's no intimidation in the house of God today. There's a spirit of freedom and liberty right here where I can step out and say, Lord, I came with needs. Lord, I need healing in my heart. I need healing in my life. I need you to set me free and restore me. I don't care what the people to my left or to my right think about me. Lord, more than anything, I need you to set me free. Oh, hallelujah. People are coming and faith is being released this morning. Oh, sweet Jesus, there's a healing in the house of God. Oh, you feel it already. You feel it already. The Spirit of God is lifting heaviness off of you. Hallelujah. Oh, there's more room here at the altar this morning. More of us need to seek the Lord together. Oh, don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid. You're in a safe place today. The Lord is going to set somebody free. Hallelujah. Glorious, sweet Jesus. Oh, he's going to heal your brokenness. Oh, he's going to set you free from sin. He's going to set you free from the things that are burdening your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. If you're hurt in your body, if you're sick, the Lord will heal you right here this morning. Oh, come right on. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God is here. Oh, church, I want some more of you to come this morning. Come and find somebody to pray with. Come and find somebody to be a blessing to today. Oh, maybe everything's all right for you today. But somebody needs you to come and be a help to them. Somebody needs you to intercede this morning. Oh, let's seek him together. Let's seek him together.
He is here. He is here.